Thoughts on Haggai, Haggai chapter 2 and verse 19. A glorious promise. Now, after all the words of rebuke that Haggai has been called upon to deliver, the contamination, the defilement, the corruption in Judah, the consequent loss of blessing and so on, it must have been a relief to this man to have this comforting, what a weak word, comforting word from God to pass on to the people. From this day on, this is the word of the Lord. I will bless you. I will be among you. I will be among you in power. And you can rest assured that my blessing will be upon you. This is a prophet speaking in the name of the Lord, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message, speaking to the Lord's people, Judah. God speaking through the prophet to his own people. Now, I am not a prophet. I can't speak with this kind of definite word. I cannot be so definite as Haggai. But I know this. Unless, my friend, we in the churches, in the ecclesia, know the presence and the power and the blessing of God, we may carry out our duties, we may perform the work of Christendom, we may do our duties, we may carry out our, whatever it is, our services, but no good will be done. We may preach our sermons, they may get printed in the books, they may get lauded to the skies on Facebook, they may get all the hits in the world, but from this day on, I will bless you is the key. There is no other hope today. There is no other success. As I say, we can discourse, we can preach, we can fill the time up, we can have our sermons all praised, but for God and for Judah, there was this assurance. Note the emphasis. I will bless you. I will bless you. It's not because of their schemes or their plans or their ideas or their men. Oh, we've got some very good men. We got some very good ideas. We got some schemes drawn up. We got our program set out. Yes, we got all sorts. No, no, no. From this day, I will bless you. It is God himself. It is the sovereign power of God, the sovereign presence of God. It's what we need, my friend. We need this today desperately. No schemes, no plans, no superstars are going to match this. It's God among us in power with his blessings. It's not our name. It's not our ability. As the prophet Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6, prophesying at the same time says, not by might, nor by power, not by name, not by personality, no, but by my spirit, says the Lord. And in the new covenant, 1 Corinthians 2, 2, I came unto you not with my own words, not with eloquence, not the Greek rhetoric, not with this power. No, I came to you in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit. That's what counts. 1 Corinthians 2, 2. It's always the same. It's always the same. 1 Corinthians 3. One man can sow, another man can water. We can do this and we can do that yet. But only God, my friend, can give the increase. Only God can bless. Only God can make it successful. Without him, without his presence, without his blessing, without his power, nothing, nothing. Oh, may God arise and come back among his people in power. I know we have his presence. I will never leave you nor forsake you. But may we be conscious of the felt power of God, the felt presence of God, in all our ministrations, in all our works, in all our gatherings, in all our lives, for the glory of his name, for the saving of sinners, for the building up of his people. From this day on, I will bless you. May that be our experience. Oh, may that be a word for us. May it be fulfilled in our day. Amen.